On today's episode of The Sip, we're facing our biggest fears. We have snakes on the set. Plus, my sister Morgan Adams joins us for the show. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by...
Lizzie Gordon.
And my sister, Morgan Adams, is also here because...
This is what we do now.
I'm so glad you said my name for me, because everyone knows that I can't talk about myself in third person.
Well, I...
And my sister, me.
I break my own rule for that, yeah. For this podcast. Like, in typical videos, I can't really do that.
I do have something to say, though. So I was watching this video of Blake Lively, and she was talking about how she's a Leo Virgo cuss.
Yeah.
And then they asked her, what's your biggest pet peeve? And she was like, I hate when people talk about me, or when people talk about themselves in third person. So it's a thing.
Oh, so you identify with her.
No, but I'm also a Leo Virgo cusp, along with Blake Lively and Demi Lovato, who don't like third person. And
I mean, then I would say that is identifying.
Identify. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said you were in a fight with her.
Oh, no. I would never fight Blake Lively.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. She would stab you with a stiletto.
The elegance and grace of that woman, I don't want to be on the receiving end of. Like, I just don't want to be on the receiving end.
Which one of them?
Specifically Blake Lively.
I was dating this guy once who was obsessed with Blake Lively, and then I was like so mad because I was like, then why do you like me?
No, you've got Blake vibes.
No, I don't.
Yeah, gorgeous and blonde.
You honestly kind of do.
Look at what I'm wearing. She would never
care.
She bagged Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, body. I didn't know I was going to be here, so I didn't have an outfit for this. I just woke up.
I didn't force you on this. Morgan and my mom came back from Colorado, and they've been staying here for a few days, and I just said, why not jump on the pod? It's International Women's Day, the day that we're filming this. And so, like, why not celebrate the women in my life?
Hell yeah.
I did just think of International Women's Day, why don't people have the day off work?
There was one year where we were all supposed to boycott going to work. Should we leave? Should we go?
Okay, this is not like working.
I have nowhere better to be.
I also love you want the day off. I'll host the rest of the show by myself.
You know what? It's been swell. It's been fun, but I'm going to go.
We have a very exciting show today.
Exciting.
We're facing our fears. Actually, the interview happened before we're recording the intro to this show, just schedule-wise. We have a rattlesnake expert on the show today. He's brought not only rattlesnakes, but his own personal snake. What was his name?
Houdini.
So I'm personally facing my biggest fears today.
I'm personally not facing my biggest fears today. I didn't quit smoking just to die at the fucking fangs of Houdini and four rattlesnakes that this motherfucker caught on his way over here.
Hey, no. Lizzie was, she was well aware that snakes were coming to set today. And I said, you have the option to exit the chat if you so please.
Oh yeah, no, I was fully aware. I was fully down to be, snake adjacent, but not in its immediate striking vicinity.
Well, the rattlesnake, okay, we'll get into that in just a minute, but what?
I did buy these cargo pants so that I could be like ready. You know what I mean? Like, a bitch in cargo pants is like ready for some snake shit.
I don't think capri cargo pants are ready for some snake shit, because the snakes would get the ankles.
I mean, you're totally right. You're totally right. I should have worn boots. Like, that's on me. But they are cute and springy.
Okay, well, what's been going on with you guys?
What's new with me? Oh, I've been on some fancy hot girl shit in addition to my squats and stuff.
Okay.
I got my nails done.
Oh.
I went with a glitter extension.
Very nice.
A little glitter gel extension. I tried, fake freckles. Joe mentioned that he was a fan of fake freckles, so I went ahead and,
He is a fan of fake freckles?
It's hard to say. Joe is a fan of fake freckles.
You know, like what they do. Don't you do it
I was just trying to say it.
Oh. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Don't you apply it with the eyeliner?
Fake freckles. It doesn't seem that difficult.
We're struggling. Shade.
Fake freckles. Joe was more attracted to you with fake freckles.
Joe just like admitted to me that he definitely thinks that fake freckles are adorable, even though he knows that they might be slightly trashy. Like,
what
no
happens
shame.
If it rains?
I would never wear them in real life because I would just be in my head thinking, like, can they tell these are fake freckles?
Did they microblade freckles like they do eyebrows?
I think they do. I saw Whitney Cummings talking about wanting to get her face permanently freckled. I'm not into that.
You don't like how you look with the freckles.
I liked how I looked with the freckles, but it's like embarrassing to have someone be like, are those fake? Like, did you paint freckles on your face to look more like the Wendy's girl?
But it's no different than the microblading the eyebrows. If you like eyebrows, then you get them microbladed and you have permanent eyebrows.
Sure. Also, not a fan of the microblading of the eyebrows. Also feel like if I had tattooed eyebrows, I'd be worried someone would be like, are those?
Are yours?
Fake? No.
Do they look like it? Well, I actually filled them in with a pencil today. I'm glad you think that they look decent.
They're gorgeous.
Well, he didn't say that, I guess.
I don't know what a good brow versus a bad brow is. I just know if they're super bushy versus not bushy. But I've been... Well, I wanted to clear some things up. Last week, I was talking... Well, I said Amy Poehler looks good for her age.
Yeah.
And I guess that's triggering for...
Those were the words you chose.
But the thing is, I think it's only insulting if you choose to be insulted by that. Like, I was watching... It was some talk show, and it was like an older woman complimenting an older woman being like, you look so fantastic for your age. And that woman took it gracefully being like, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So I think it's only ageist, I guess is the term.
If you find an issue with age.
If you find an issue with age. However, I will say I can modify my behavior to just saying that person is beautiful.
Yeah.
But I just want to set the record straight. And you can attest to this for me. I am like the biggest advocate for getting older. Like, I only think things get better with age. I think you get fucked over less. I think you learn more. I think it just life comes with
you
a little
give
bit
less
more
fucks.
Ease.
Yeah.
Yes. And I guess I'm also not a woman, so I can't attest to like the body image standards that are maybe that come with getting older as a woman. So me saying like she looks fantastic for her age maybe isn't the best.
I think, yeah, exactly what you're saying. Like, I totally agree with you. Like, you can choose to be offended or not. Mm-hmm. But there's also like a long-standing tradition of Hollywood throwing away women when they hit 30. So that adding the category of for her age is sort of innately demeaning and retracts the...
Well, I understand that. And that's why I'm like saying this. But then I also want to say I'm like... So, like, when you talk to most people, they always say their 40s, 50s, and 60s are the best years of their entire lives. So I just wanted to clarify, like, if anything, I think getting older is fantastic. But yes, I think removing the for her age is probably also appropriate.
But I also think that there's a lot of value to what you just said about, like, where you choose to hear a diss or not. Like, if there's no intended diss, why are you going to walk around, like, deciding to be offended by something? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get to choose how things affect you. It's like that quote that I sent you that one time about like resentments. Like, the longer you talk about and focus on a resentment, your like leader becomes the person that you're resentful at, as opposed to yourself.
When that person's also probably projecting. Because like when I said that, I meant it, like when I said the comment about Amy Poehler, it was a full-blown compliment until you were like, for her age! And I was
I was also teasing you.
I know, but it's also grounded in reality. It's like, why is that such a standard that like I'm giving a compliment, not even thinking about the subliminal subtext that actually is under all of that. And I mean, you freak out about getting older all of the time. Morgan has an annual meltdown.
Yeah, I'm getting better though, but I think that if someone's gonna tell me that I look good, I'm just gonna take that piece of it and leave the rest of it out.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
But I'm like, also like not really that offended by, like, it's hard to offend me, I think.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't take your age piece and be like, he thinks I'm old. But I get why some people would.
Mom, would you be offended if I said like, oh, you look beautiful for your age?
I guess I do get kind of like insecure because it's definitely like the younger people that are...
Well, yeah, I think, and I also think it's...
So when you feel like you're getting older, you feel like you're just declining.
Well, that's
I don't think younger people are killing
sphere.
It.
Well, yeah. I think you're specifically talking about like YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah, because I'm the top of Gen Z, right? So when Gen Z look at me, they're like, oh, she's like the dinosaur of Gen Z.
Right. So on the internet, and I guess in Hollywood, correct. But yeah. I do think in real life, in the general scope, things only get better with age until they don't. I mean, I also don't know what age you hit and you're like,
well, no,
only
you go
reminiscing
up. So you go up, up, like your self-esteem goes up, 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 up until 70, and then it starts going down. I think 60 is like the peak of your self-esteem.
And then
self-esteem.
You think your self-esteem drops after 70?
Well, I think, well, yeah, because
that's what it said in a textbook.
I think it would have to. Because at a certain point, you become less mobile, less...
Right.
And so then it's like reflecting on your past rather than where I'm going. There's probably a
it's like you're getting ready.
Yeah.
Well, you get to a point where you've already lived your entire life. So that's what we've been talking about with our grandma, that she has to look forward to the little things like making dinner, where sometimes we get annoyed and we're like, ugh, like, why does she care so much about dinner? Because that's what her life is looking forward to, right? Have like simple things to do.
I mean, that's also me. Like, I really look forward to dinner.
That's what
now.
He said.
I'm like, here comes 4 o'clock. Too. Let's start making dinner, baby.
I know. Shane gets so upset. He's like, every day at 7, he's going to start asking about dinner. I'm like, yes. And that seems pretty late for an average dinner. So you're like, lucky I wait till that late.
We've started the early bird special in our house. I'm literally like, 4 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, let's get this going. Start peeling them shrimps, dicing that garlic.
Like, but at 70, like, you're not thinking about, like, oh, what's my career gonna be? Yeah. Am I gonna have any kids? You're kind of just like, when am I gonna die?
Well, that's what I mean with all of this age stuff. Like, I think life continually gets better until you probably hit a standstill. And I guess it's probably different for everyone. Maybe it's 70 for some people, 80 yeah. for others, where you start more so looking back than looking forward.
Yeah.
Which is scary. I've also been head-on confronted with memory loss this week because
He's already forgotten what he was going
to
say.
Well, no, we're like, I can't remember TV and movies to save my life. Same. And I love TV shows more than anything. But then if you start asking me about what happened in an episode of a TV series that I watched 2 months ago, I'm like, I couldn't even tell you what happened in season 1 if season 2's coming out.
Right.
And so, but Shane's not that way, because we like started in the middle of a series, finished it, and then like went back and I couldn't remember anything that was happening. And he could vividly remember everything that was happening. And he's like, I think you just have awful memory.
Maybe you're not stimulating your brain enough.
What do you mean?
He takes that personally.
Like, do you do things every day that like really make you think? Like, do you do like Sudoku or something? I do that.
No, I don't.
See, you should start doing like brain games.
And you feel like you have vivid memories of all of your life and television shows that you watch.
Well,
and everything?
I didn't used to, but
my mom's nodding. No.
No, I don't, but I have found enlightenment. And now I'm serious, my memory has come back and I can remember things that I learned in like 8th grade, like Spanish. Like, I can look at a cat and be like, oh, el gato, and then I'm like, how did I know that?
Same.
Or like the periodic table of elements. Like, I remember all these things from when I was young that I couldn't remember until like 2 months ago.
So you're reviving.
I think I have I have like a super vivid memory up to a certain point, and then like 8 years ago my mind just started being like, that's useless, get rid of it.
Like, what's weird for me though is like, I do have vivid and not vivid memories from like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So I guess my brain picks and chooses what to store. But what's odd about television specifically is I'm always watching a TV show with my full attention, because I'm not watching a TV show if I don't like it. So right. Like, my phone's down, I'm fully there if I love a TV show, but then I can't tell you what it was about a month later. Like, have you ever been able to go into a season 2 of something and remember season 1?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I go to season 2.
Well, yeah, if you don't remember season 1, why would you watch season 2?
Well,
yeah.
I have to rely on the like teaser from like in the last
wow.
season.
Maybe you should do some Sudoku.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should like play a brain game while you're watching TV. So you're like multi-stimulated. Mm.
All right. Well, I thought it could be fun to expose our screen time. Have you guys ever looked at your screen time?
Yes.
And I saw grandma's pop up on her phone the other day and it was like 12 minutes a day.
No. What's like, she doing all day with those thoughts?
I think mine has gone down significantly because I've deleted most social media apps from my phone. So I really only look at Instagram and Redfin, and that's it.
I love that you look at Redfin. Oh, I get Redfin emails too. Are you okay?
No, I had to burp. But I think like even, so my screen time was looking really high the other day, and then I realized like if you're FaceTiming or something, that still counts as screen time.
I watch a lot of podcasts on YouTube that I'm not like looking at. So it's like I'm cleaning the house, so it counts as screen time anyways. But I don't know how to check it. It just tells me sometimes and I feel ashamed. So if you want to—
Well, pull down and type in screen time.
Whoa, where? There's no type option.
Minus 58 minutes.
Wait. Well, is that for today or the week? Let's go to the week overview.
Wait, I literally don't have the pull-down option.
My week is 3 hours and 9 minute daily average.
What? Say that again?
My daily average is 3 hours and 9 minutes, which I was at a point in my life one time where it used to be like 12.
Wait, what's your average?
3 hours and 9 minutes. Is that bad?
No, I just want to throw up on myself and not share what my screen time is. What's yours?
What is yours?
You show me yours first.
Mine's last week, a daily average of 1 hour and 19 minutes.
I have to go. My dad just called and he said I have to come home.
Well, it tells you, so then it gives a breakdown. What's your weekly average?
I don't
Tell us.
Oh my God. Wait, no. So like it's where it says total screen time.
Yes.
I really don't want to tell you guys.
Well, daily average.
Okay.
My daily average is 6 hours and 42 minutes.
Okay. That's not that bad. I had to gradually get mine down. I swear to God, but mine used to be 12.
Like I watch Netflix on my phone before bed because it's less light than my TV. So it'll just play for hours while I'm sleeping.
Can scroll down and it tells you like where your most used minutes are.
Yeah, my most used is HBO Max and then Netflix.
Oh, so you are watching content or TV on yours.
Oh my fucking God, 1 hour and 56 minutes text messaging, but that makes sense because you're on the receiving end of most of that.
My text messages are 33 minutes, YouTube 17, Safari's 11, Redfin's 11 minutes. I've really been trying to put down my phone though. I don't have Twitter, Instagram, or any of those. I have no minutes for any of those apps.
I'm such a shitty professional. My least amount of time is 17 minutes on email.
How much do you spend on Instagram?
Fuck, it went away.
Mine's 66 minutes a day on Instagram.
Bring it back.
Well, see, and that's the one that I really had to cut out. I've been getting on Instagram to like post things or what, like I've been using it to post and dip just because.
Oh, post and dip. I was like, what's dipping?
My top three are Instagram, Messages, and Redfin.
Wow. Your Instagram, Lizzie, is 55 minutes. And then Daily Mail is 40 minutes.
I start my day with Daily Mail.
Wow. And then, and oh my gosh.
What, bitch? Don't. Give that back.
I'm upset.
What
right
are you
now?
Upset about?
Your TikTok screen time.
Don't tell anybody that. That's my private time.
An hour and 51
what the
minutes.
Fuck? I told
TikTok.
You I had to go. My dad needs me home right now.
How do you spend 2 hours on
because
text messages?
Because it calms me down, Morgan. Oh, 2 hours on text messages? I'm a crazy texter.
You're typing for 2 hours a day?
Yeah. And receiving. Okay,
like, honest,
wow.
Like, straight up, I hate my
do
phone for
text
messaging.
Do you send those messages that are so long that you have to open it into a note?
No, I send 15 messages so that you don't have to open it as a note.
That is my pet peeve. If you're sending me something that has to be opened in a further note, call a motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't even open the note. I can't deal with that. If someone is texting a note, they are either very angry or very unwell.
Yeah. And I'm an obnoxious audio messenger, which I understand is equally as frustrating because on the receiving end, nobody audio messages me back, but Lizzie did audio message me the other day and I was like,
he's pissed.
I'm in a group full of people and I need to exit the room to be able to listen to this. So now I understand how infuriating.
That's every day with this guy.
You're like, hold on everyone. I got to leave the room to see what Ryland wants.
That's why my roommate's always like, if it's Ryland, you can do it.
Thank you.
He's like, I understand. It's professional.
All right. When we come back, our snake dream fears.
When we come back, I'm gonna dip.
Today's episode is supported by Candid. If you've ever been unhappy with your smile, Candid is here to help. Thousands of people have been using Candid, the clear, comfortable, removable, and practically invisible aligners to help straighten their teeth. And now people who use it love their smile. Just like Sharon H. from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who said, I wore braces as a teenager. Flash forward 30 years, I had crowding on the bottom and one of my teeth actually stuck out. That's when I made the decision to move forward with Candid and finally got my confidence back. And Candid is here to help you straighten out your teeth so you can also fall in love with your smile. While other companies use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists. With Candid, the same orthodontist who creates your plan is with you throughout the whole process from start to finish, so you always know that the person knows exactly where you're at and where you need to be. The average Candid treatment is only 6 months, so you'll start seeing results before then, and it costs thousands of dollars less than traditional braces. So become your best you and start straightening your teeth today. Right now, you can save $75 on Candid Starter Kit. Go to candidco.com/thesip and use code thesip. That's candidco.com/thesip. Code the SIP. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 off your starter kit. CandidCO.com/thesip. Use code the SIP. Okay, you guys, I am so very excited because today I'm honestly facing one of my biggest fears and bringing some of my favorite ladies along for the journey. Our guest today is Bo Slipich, who is a rattlesnake removal expert. He helps keep us, families, everyone safe from all sorts of snakes. How can people find you if they want information or your services?
To find me, rattlesnakewrangler.com.
So you've been doing this for 53, 54 years?
56 years, since the age of five.
Oh, wow.
So if you do the math, You see how old I'm at.
37.
I'm not great at math, but you look fantastic.
So I've always wanted to do this because you've brought along some snakes with you today. And so we're going to get to visit with some of your snakes. And the snakes you've brought with you are snakes that you've caught.
Two of them I just caught this morning in Malibu.
So they're extra feisty?
Actually, no.
Okay, good.
You know, snakes don't want to have anything to do with us. The thing is, we build our homes on their homes. We just build nicer ones. But every year, when it starts to get dry, we're getting in snake season right now. It's March. They come into the neighborhoods. And they will stay in the neighborhoods until the end of the year. Again, we have the food source. They follow the grocery store.
And so you've made a living off of helping people. So I've always been afraid of snakes, deathly afraid of snakes, yet I found a gardener snake in our house. And I was like, this snake has no business in our house. I had no idea how he got in there. I lost my mind because the snake was in my house. But what does a person do if they're confronted with a snake in their house, or even if they're walking their dogs and you see a snake?
Okay, you see, rattlesnake is the only venomous snake in California.
That's good to
Everything
know.
Else is good. Okay, it's the only snake that can kill us. If you see a rattlesnake, very simple, back away. It will not approach you. They do not fly, leap, or jump. They will not chase you. We are bigger, they are smaller. They just look at us and go,
do you want to back away slowly?
How dumb you gonna be? You think it's just back away.
Like slowly or like can you rapidly?
You know what? No matter what I tell you, you're going to back away as fast as you. I can tell you slow.
I'm a runner.
You say slow and there's.
I'm about to back away right now.
So no matter what I tell you, just as long as you don't trip.
So the snakes you have with you today, one is your personal pet, but you're saying you were called this morning to get snakes from somebody's property and that's one that you have with you?
Yeah, a couple. They're home burned down in the Woosley fire. Mm-hmm. And say they had purchased a new Malibu home and they were having the stucco guys out there, you know, fixing it up to move in. And they happened to notice two 3-4 foot rattlesnakes.
You have a rattlesnake
right
with you?
Next to the, huh?
A rattlesnake's with you today.
I brought you a couple rattlesnakes right from Malibu.
You son of a bitch. I took it.
Hey,
sorry.
4 feet or 4 inches.
Do you mind?
Oh, what? They're about 3 feet.
Do you
the
mind?
Other one's close to four, can, but can if you want to hold it, I'll measure.
Yeah, they all no, say no, three no, feet. On. They mean 3 inches.
Can we pull the snakes out and no. then we'll continue?
He doesn't mean out of their cases.
The rattlesnakes, we are not going to pull out.
Yeah. No, but I would like to visualize.
We sure can. I brought them in, put them in clear containers for you guys so you can see what's going on safely. No.
I actually put one in a bucket once because I used to work at a reservoir and there was always rattlesnakes. And one day there was no ranger to put a rattlesnake in a bucket. So they gave me the little clampers and I went up to it. It was tiny, a little teeny tiny baby, and I put it in a bucket.
A rattlesnake?
Now, yeah, I worked at the lake. I am an outdoor.
Don't shake them!
Sorry.
Those are baby rattlesnakes.
See, that's so cute.
Yeah, that little cutie can kill you.
Oh. Now, let's game on, brother. Now, let's see it.
We will see the babies usually first because they are smaller bodied and they will warm up quicker in the den. Also, they can be cannibalized by the larger snakes. Snakes do eat snakes, so we'll usually see the little guys first.
The baby rattlesnakes, can they kill you too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people go, are babies more venomous, more toxic, more dangerous? No. But where that comes from, I get asked three questions. Ever been bit? No.
Wow.
What do you do with the snakes? Well, I keep them until the check clears, of course. And our babies more dangerous than the big guys. The thing is, with babies, since they're new, they will strike at anything without hesitation. They will multi-strike. They can hit it 1/25th of a second.
Oh,
but
my
this
God.
Is where that comes from. They have not learned how to control the glands. When they bite, they'll usually inject. But more deaths, more serious injuries come from larger snakes because larger fangs and more volume. I tell people I'd rather not get bit, but I'd rather get bit by a head this big than a head that big.
Yeah, for sure.
The reason is more volume.
I think they do get bigger.
These are the two I got.
Oh my God.
No, that one's moving.
That is little Houdini, which
Leave
we're
going to
show
though.
In a minute.
Oh, I think he's adorable.
Oh,
you're
he
tripping off the record, Morgan.
What is that thing?
You cannot have
Is that a rattlesnake?
That
no,
is a
that's
king
a different
snake.
One. No,
these are
don't shake him.
Now, what do you notice? Rattlesnakes do not always warn you. You use your eyes. Also, making noise. Snakes do not have ears. I love when people go, I've been yelling at that damn thing for an hour. I go, can't hear you. Stomping on the ground. Of course, there's the ones that we do not see, but there would never be a dead snake on the road. So if you're on trails, look. Never put your hands and feet where you can't see and you cannot get bit, period. You go by the rules. These are California Southern Pacifics.
So that is a rattlesnake?
There's two in there.
Well, look at the little tail.
If you can see, the rattle on it.
And so where I'm located right here,
yes.
Is this a snake haven?
Yes. We call Calabasas, well.
You can say that. That's
Calabasas, we call it the Mecca of rattlesnake.
We gotta go.
I live down Las Virginas Road. You're 6 miles away from me. Ooh. I live down the street.
So I need your... you
need his number. On speed dial.
I'm surprised I haven't been to your house. I've been to all the others around this area.
I'm never coming here again.
So is there snake proofing that we can do to help prevent? Because luckily, knock on wood, we've lived here for 2 years and I have not yet encountered...
You know, some people get them more than others, depending on where your property is, what kind of landscaping you have. Some people just get lucky. But there is also a thing called snake fencing, where we can snake fence the backyard with 1/4-inch mesh. We do the gates called building a box. Snakes can't dig. There's no such thing as a snake hole.
Oh, what? So what are those holes that I call snake holes?
Those are gophers, rabbits, squirrels, moles.
Would a snake inhabit a formerly habited gopher hole?
They go into holes, eat what made the holes, maybe spend the night,
covered up?
Fill it up with dirt. Nothing can go in and nothing can go out.
I love that with every fiber of my being.
Very simple fix. Anytime you see a hole in your yard, fill it up with dirt. That way, a snake can't go inside.
It'll suffocate in the
dirt. It'll probably find another way out.
Don't feel bad for it, Morgan.
I want to ask you a lot more questions, but is it possible to visit with Houdini while we ask you some questions, or can you?
No, Houdini.
If he's coming out, I'm just gonna. I'm getting a call.
Here, let's fly my mom in. Come here, mom.
I'm gonna tap out. I'm gonna take this call.
Okay. Come here, mom. Come on in.
Oh my gosh.
This
snake's probably been held by about 2,000 kids, you big wuss.
Today's episode is supported by Hello Tushy. Now, we update our apps and our wardrobes almost every season, but when's the last time you updated the way you poop? The future of toileting has arrived. Well, technically, it's been around for thousands of years, but it's no longer bulky and hideous and insanely costly. The brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here, and it's leveling up the playing field. It's stylish, it's eco-friendly, easy to install, and very affordable. With Hello Tushy, you don't wipe at all. You just poop, spray, dry, and go. And sanitation is simple. The Schmutz Shield offers easy cleaning, and the knobs are naturally antimicrobial. It also cleans itself, so your poop particles aren't on what's cleaning your behind. It attaches to your existing toilet. It requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and it cuts your toilet paper use by 80%. So the Hello Tushy 3.0 bidet pays for itself in just a few months. Every Hello Tushy bidet comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. So go to hellotushy.com/thesip to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners specifically. Go to hellotushy.com/thesip for 10% off. hellotushy.com/thesip.
Okay.
So is there a snake etiquette when you're holding a snake? Is there anything we need to know?
You never want to grab it? You want to kind of hold it like a tree? Here.
Hold it like a tree? Okay.
Houdini's cool, man. He loves to be held.
Hi. Mom, fly yourself in here.
You can use two hands.
He's so cute.
His tongue is like, this is...
He likes me.
He likes the warmth of your body, but use two hands. Support him. Support the rest of his body. There you go.
And so...
Hi, buddy.
And so where would you find this type of snake?
He was in the garage.
And so in this type of climate, this snake exists?
Oh, he won't bite me, right?
You know what? All snakes can bite. All lizards can bite. But as of now... He has not bitten anybody. Snakes have attitudes like people.
What is he coming for my hand for?
Yeah, he likes the warmth. He's just cruising.
Not yet.
He's flying down the freeway.
So if
windows down.
So when I encountered a snake in my house, I just closed the doors and I don't know where it ever ended up going. What do I do to remove the snake?
Call me. A little trick is if you see, you know, a harmless snake, is you can take and throw a towel on top of it and then scoop it up. Oh. That way you don't have to touch it and take it outdoors and do that. But as kids catching snakes and lizards, we used to take our t-shirts off, throw it on top of the lizard or snake. It was an easy way, and then scoop it out of there. But a little trick.
Where is he going? Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Wait, hold on. Where is he?
He got lost on the highway.
Right there. Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Be gentle with him.
I'm so sorry. I was going to guide him, but then I got scared.
Yeah, you can hold him. They're not brittle.
This is like, this is not well for me.
It honestly feels good.
I've been wanting to face my fears. Really, let me put this down.
I feel like this would be like a bougie celebrity spa treatment.
Use your hands there. Pick him up.
Yeah.
Not from his face.
Here, just put your hand
here. Oh my God. Okay. Can I put it right in front of his face?
Yes. Pick him up. Use your hands. He's not slimy. Come on, dude.
Yeah, he feels good. It feels like a luxury spa treatment.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
Be nice to him.
Okay.
He loves people.
Okay.
You know a lot of people that are scarier than this guy.
Oh, my gosh. It's wrapped around. So when people get like the big boa constrictors for pets,
yes,
do they ever kill their owners?
Oh, you're so cute.
Having exotics, the thing is, I've never bought a snake in my life. Everything I've caught. But having an exotic, they do get bigger. And the thing also with them, I've had people call me up and go, my business has moved to Texas. I can't take my two boas with me. Can you take them? I go, I don't deal with exotics.
Okay, so
he's getting lost.
You've been tagged as, your nickname is the Rattlesnake Wrangler.
Yes.
You've never been bit. Mm-hmm. You also go on like the news and stuff to.
Okay, I think
bring
he's
awareness.
Going down my pants.
Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, he's right over here.
He's just cruising. He's exploring the set. Hey, dude.
Okay.
Buy me dinner first and then we'll chat.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
keep him over there.
If a snake doesn't have a rattler, I would be, safe to pick it up?
Real simple. If you can see the tail of the snake. If it comes to a pencil point, it is not a rattlesnake. Rattlesnakes have black eyes. Cat, elliptical eyes. Very good nocturnal hunters. Bad. All good snakes have round eyes.
All good snakes.
And their head and neck will be the same size. Rattlesnake.
Well, you pick up the bigger one. Yeah, so the
now, wow. Rattlesnake will have a very distinct small neck, heavy body. And again, now here, we can't see the tails, they're underneath. So the next thing we go to, look at the head, small neck, triangle head, black eyes, diamond pattern. Mm. Women statistically get bit gardening.
Oh,
men get bit because we're stupid. I've never had a woman come up to me and go, yeah, I picked it up. Every guy that tells me the rattlesnake bite story, they were screwing around with it.
Okay.
You know, if you don't know what you're doing, back away, get an expert. But just back away from the snake. Snakes will not chase you or follow you. They don't want to have anything to do with this.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Have you seen the Godzilla and the King Kong movies?
Yes.
And
yes.
You know how they're coming out with a new one where they're like two apex predators, there can only be one? Like that's the slogan for the movie?
I believe so. I saw the trailer.
And so there's this whole philosophy in these fictional films that, you know, we need some of these bad creatures because they keep the ecosystem in balance. But I have a theory that we don't need snakes.
Well,
would you?
You know what with snakes? God puts everything on this planet for a reason. Now, snakes eat rodents. One of our best keep rodent population down. Rodents carry diseases. Without snakes, we'd have a lot more diseases. Again, everything's on this planet for a reason.
Right.
And everything works together. If we got rid of the snakes, you know what kind of rodent problem we would have? It'd be crazy.
What's a scenario that you're afraid to go into with a rattlesnake? Like, have you ever met a scenario where you
know what? People ask, am I afraid of rattlesnakes? Hell yes. The day I'm not afraid is the day I die. Cocky boys get bit or dead sooner or later, and proof is in the
facts.
Pudding. Hell no, I'm scared to death. When I go underneath the house, knowing there's multiples, I say my prayers every morning. Please, God, keep me safe. Allow me to help my people and keep them safe. But no, this is reality. I love what I do. It's fun. The people I meet. But death is a possibility, and that is reality.
Wow.
Wow.
You really are doing the Lord's work, because there's no way, there's not many people, I feel, that are fearless enough to go under a house. I mean, in dense, small spaces to try to solve a problem such as a rattlesnake. Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
But I appreciate this has helped me a lot calm some of my fears that I feel like aren't irrational, because I do live in a space that is probably filled with rattlesnakes.
I have questions.
Enjoy nature. It's part of it. Enjoy it.
So they can't hear. How many senses do they have?
The thing is, you know, they can see. That tongue is tasting the molecules in the air. Now, with rattlesnakes, we call them pit vipers. They have pits. They have heat seeking. They're infrared. So mice are little red dots. You're big red dots. But rattlesnakes have an extra sense by smell, sight, and heat seeking. So they can see their, they can hunt their prey down in complete darkness just by picking up the heat.
That is so cool.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah.
Houdini's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I want a new pet. He's so fun.
Oh my gosh. He's on the mic.
He looks like Britney.
Wow, look at him. This is beautiful.
Is it?
Cool?
Is he going to be fine doing this?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a snake go through someone's
That's what snakes do.
I just don't want you to how fast can snakes move? That's something I do want to know.
Don't worry. I'll get him before he goes anywhere.
Oh, he loves that.
How fast
he's
can a
rattle? He's having fun. Now, since he's out today, he gets a bump. He gets an extra mouse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he eats mice.
Wow. Do you want to pick him up on your end?
What do you mean?
And right before we have to cut in 2 minutes because the camera is going to go, but how fast can a rattlesnake slither?
You know, rattlesnakes don't have to go fast. They have venom. We're the ones that go fast. Snake, you can outrun a rattlesnake, but rattlesnakes, they don't have to move fast. Now, these guys, when they want, can move very quick. See, they're more of a linear body. These are constrictors. Rattlesnakes are fat and heavy. That's why you can eat them. They're ambush hunters. Their hunting technique is completely different. They're lazy. They lie in wait. Go whap.
Can we
wait? Tongue comes out, finds their prey and eats.
Can we hold this up just for the camera to get a close up of it? Can you focus in on that, Chris? And then
oh, that guy is scary. Do you name those?
Not the rattlesnakes.
Yeah, just keep let them be.
Yeah. Come rattles.
Rattles, that's cute.
Can we, Chris, get, can you lock it in? And I want to just get a steal with the snake. You can get in too if you want, Morgan. Lizzie, do you want to come back?
I'll come back.
Do you want, here, you should probably have Lizzie next to the snake.
Okay.
Don't look so fearful.
This is the time now.
Cute.